FM 90.3 WJTL. We are messengers. Point to you, Phillips, Craig, Dean, Jesus, only Jesus, and Brad and Rebecca. We are free. Good morning. Happy Thursday. 7:51.
Weather-wise today, sunny. High 84. You have lots of sunshine today on the mostly cloudy side tonight. Low 64. Now tomorrow brings a chance of showers and storms. About a 40% chance. Highs near 79. Staying mostly cloudy Saturday, high 82. Still about a 30 to 40% chance of isolated storms Saturday, and about a same percentage of a chance on Sunday. Sunday also looks mostly cloudy and 83. Right now, we have some sun, and it's 62.
Our special guest today is Charlie Yost. Charlie is with Reboot Combat Recovery. Good morning to you, Charlie.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Tell us about Reboot.
Well, I wanted to tell you that how this got started about 5 years ago in the around Fort Campbell. There was a gal that was doing vocational counseling, and she was seeing that they were getting help with their mental health, but they were struggling with underlying guilt, moral wounds. And what somebody has said is veterans, combat veterans, have a way of shoulding all over themselves. I shouldn't have survived when others did. If I'd have suffered more, others would have suffered less. I feel ashamed about it, but I can't help thinking I'm so glad I didn't get wounded or killed. I always thought I was so brave, but I just froze.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that underlying these things are down there. Maybe consciously they're not thinking about it now, but it's stewing down there. And quite often it's interrupting their life. You know, they're some kind of addiction, or they're finding they're abusing somebody, anger problems. And so quite often what happens with Reboot, when it got started, it was the spouse that said, hey, we need to go do this. And so then the service member comes and they participate in it. There are maybe 45 different groups that are meeting in the country. This is the first one in Pennsylvania. I don't know how it's going to work when we don't have a military installation right at the center of it like these
right.
other places do.
Right.
But there have been well over 1,500 people that have gone through it, and it's been very helpful for establishing stability within. We don't go for perfection. We go for progress.
Right.
And if somebody did happen to have PTSD, it wouldn't remove their symptoms, but it offers the hope of joy and a real life again as people begin to eradicate or at least address the false guilt that might be there. When you think about just war theory, it's not like, well, this is absolutely the thing that needs to happen because it's good. It's a matter of lesser evils. And a lot of times people are in situations they had to make a decision. She came with a burqa on. She didn't respond to our warnings. She kept on coming. So maybe he shot her and it turned out she didn't have a bomb on her,
yeah.
Or maybe he didn't shoot and the bomb went off.
Right.
So it's a bad situation. What choice do you make? And so some of these guys from Vietnam, from Korea, from more recent conflicts are still struggling with this, and it's really interrupting their life. And this is a way of pulling out at the root these unresolved issues and addressing with truth.
And Reboot is a 12-week program.
That's right. It's not a support group, and it's not to replace mental health counseling. People should still do that. But it's an opportunity to meet on a weekly basis to deal with some of these things like false guilt and to move ahead with their lives and their relationships.
And it is free.
It is free. Free child care, free meal. And we just want to help the combat veterans. Didn't matter what branch, didn't matter what era. And they don't have to be a member of the VFW or any other organization. We're just there to help them.
And the spouse, too.
Spouse, too, and child care for the children.
Where will you be meeting, Charles?
This is in Edders on Pines Road, the VFW post, James A. Danner post on Edders.
And if folks want more information, they can visit you online?
That's right. They can register at rebootrecovery.com. Or they can visit the VFW Post 537.
Reboot Combat Recovery is a 12-week program. It kicks off August 31st. It's happening at the James A. Danner VFW Post 537 in Edders. If you need more information or you want to sign up online, rebootrecovery.com. Charlie, thanks for visiting
thanks
with us
so much
today.
Thanks for the opportunity to be with you.
It was great to have you. Back to the music we go. This is Skillet. Good to be alive.